23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware, and I am a registered professional engineer in the state of Delaware. Hopefully tonight we can run through this. I mean, this is probably a site that everyone's familiar with. It's located at the northwest corner of 113 and 16, which is the old deluxe market, which actually the building is gone now just because of the amount of improvements for the roof, which was about ready to cave in. But anyways, you've probably seen a sign out there that actually says, hopefully, a proposed rural farms. But there again, this site is for conditional use. The existing deluxe building consisted of gas pumps as well as an existing on-site system and two entrances on 16 as well as one on 113. The existing project was an old conditional use, and I don't even know if it even went through a conditional use. And, you know, we actually presented a plan to the Planning Commission to see if a conditional use was required just based on basically the same use, so a convenience store for a convenience store, but we are also including a car wash for that. So with that being said, tonight we're here for an application for a conditional use, if anything, to make current for 5,222 square foot rural farms and a car wash. The existing site, just to kind of go over it, is there again, the deluxe, which the building is going, there was an existing septic there. As Mr. Lane stated, this property has been annexed into this Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District. There is a dual pump station that is located in this area here. The existing system exists on site, but it's been abandoned. Part of this project will be to remove that per dentrec requirements. There are some tanks and some gas pumps that have been removed based on some based on the existing fuel tanks that were buried as well. There's two existing entrances out on 16, and when I get to the proposed conditions, you'll see that, you know, we are eliminating one of those entrances and actually moving it further away from the intersection on 16 as well as on 113. The existing site also, there's no stormwater management either. I mean, basically this is just an open field and it's just mowed. The proposed conditional use would there again consist of 5,222 square foot of convenience store with 11 fuel islands. Our application stated 10, but we are showing 11, and I do apologize for that. But we have three diesel pumps and three diesel islands and eight regular islands.
Excuse me just for a second. Mr. Lankman, did the advertisement state 10?
No, sir. Does not.
State does not state.
Okay. That's be all based on presentation. The only thing referenced in the advertisement was for convenience store and gas pumps and a car wash.
Okay. Well, you can ask for 20 if you want.
The sites consist of around 4 acres, and open space is around 0.8. Stormwater management is around 0.68 acres and around 2.5 acres of impervious area. Water would be on site. There is an area out front along 113, which is reserved 100-foot right-of-way reserved for DelDOT. DelDOT has planned for future improvements of that intersection, and they're going. We would be doing a combined stormwater management facility with them. So as part of this plan and as part of our coordination with DelDOT, we are showing a 100-foot setback for future stormwater management improvements for whatever improvements they do to that intersection. The building setbacks are all per commercial zoning just because of some buffering and to allow, since, you know, basically we're doing a commercial site, but, you know, utilizing the current and proposed conditional use, we wanted the building to be set back further as well as the side yard setbacks to provide some bufferings around the neighboring properties. There's no wetlands that exist on site. We have received fire marshal approval, NOI approval, and as Mr. Lank stated, we have been in communication with DLDOT, a most recent letter, which is actually dated today, that Mr. Lank read, provides access for rights in and rights out on 113 with an improvement in the southbound lane of an island to prevent traffic from going from this area all the way over to the decel lane to take a left on 16. Also, as you can tell, the entrances, there's a big difference in the entrances. I mean, we actually have to move this one farther back, which basically, you know, this will replace this. But the entrance out on 116, or on 16, is as far away from the intersection as possible, and there's some improvements that we have to do to the intersections to define the decel lanes and the protective left lanes. Just comparing the two sites, you know, here we are with a site that was existing with convenience store and gas pumps, and we're actually proposing the same thing with a car wash. You know, there's certain things that when you look at redeveloping sites that you look at eliminating or improving to make either a bad situation better or vice versa. We're eliminating an on-site septic system, which still remains on-site as of today, providing stormwater management, which the existing site does not, and also doing a shared system with DLDOT. Relocating the entrances further away from the intersection and defining an island for the decel lane for the Route 16 and 113 left turn. Central sewer, we have public water, and then providing a island and also improvements with a signal agreement, which is expressed by Mr. Lank. So, with that being said, I'm hoping that this covers it. I mean, I didn't want to be up here this long because I think that based on the existing conditions as of today, and Mr. Johnson, all due respect, I know you like the presentation booklets, and I thought this would be hopefully, based on existing conditions, proposed conditions, I was going to keep it simple. So with that being said, I do have a color rendering of the proposed building that Rural Farms is actually going to build. So Mr. John Kemp, the Vice President of Rural Farms, is also with me tonight. So if anyone has any questions, please feel free.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you this evening. And I believe we're going to start with Mr. Burton.
I just have a couple. Will there be any signage other than what's on the building?
Yes, there will be a pylon sign.
I see one on 16, but will there be one on 113 as well?
Yes, actually, it would be in this area here. I think it might be on your site.
Oh, okay. I do see it. I do see it. Sorry. What would be the hours of operation? Is this a 24-hour Royal Farm? And the type of lighting would just be the canopy?
Yes. And there'd be some parking lot lighting, but there again, the whole purpose of, you know, just like any parking lot that, you know, you try to, you know, shield it away from residents, and also it's directed towards the parking itself. We are providing a buffer around, you know, to the west and to the north, just so that, you know, if there's, you know, there's just a chicken house to the west, but there again, just to provide some separation distance and also some buffering for lighting or noise or whatnot.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
What are you proposing to do with your water for your car wash?
Sir, if you're going to testify, I need you to come up and give us your name and address.
John Kemp, 1407 Walnut Hill Lane, Towson, Maryland. The car wash water gets recycled and it gets used over and over. There's a reclaim tank. About once a quarter, they come in and actually clean, like a septic company comes in and cleans the septic tank out. So it uses approximately 12 gallons of water per wash.
Thank you. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir.
That was due to the detailed booklet I got.
Well, Mr. Gordy?
No question.
Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for whomever. Generally, in these conditional uses, we limit the sign size to 4x8. Do we have to do that?
No, we don't, and we can just go by.
I've seen what they typically.
Over the sign, simply let them be governed by the sign ordinance.
The typical AR out in the country, conditional use is where we've been trying to.
That's where we've been.
Maintain the 4x8s.
Yeah.
Both sides. The ordinance actually would allow them to comply with the B1 neighborhood business district, which would allow up to 200 square foot.
Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Mr. Lank, you have any questions?
No, no questions.
Okay. Mr. Katz?
I just want to clarify for the record. I think you said there'd be public water, but your site plan says well, private
yes,
well?
Yes, private with a well. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. In that case.
And actually, I think it's on a site plan located in this area as well.
Oh, because there's an existing well that looks like it's located more closely to 16, given the wellhead protection area.
Yeah, that was
shows
abandoned.
Like it's about right here.
Yeah, that was abandoned when the
okay, site so it'll be a new well?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you'll be able to comply with the county's wellhead protection ordinance?
Yes, sir.
And the same thing with the 113 highway corridor overlay. You need to make sure you've got landscaping requirements according to that. I didn't see a note to that effect. That's why I was bringing it to your attention. That's all.
Thank you.
In that regard, I have a question for you. When doing a car wash on a well, does that happen frequently? I'm just curious. I know the usage is low
Route
because
5
of the reclamation system.
Route 5 and 24 had a well until Central Water was provided to it. So that's the one out on Oak Orchard. So there is, there's very minimum, based on the amount of water that's recycled, there's very minimum that's required.
Right. Okay. So no, didn't haven't experienced, to your knowledge, any problems with
no.
the water table or neighboring wells or anything like that?
Not at all.
Okay. Just a question. Thank you, sir. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's. Well, I'm sorry. Council, do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1773, Davis Bowen and Friedel Incorporated? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. My name is Dolores Price. I'm the mayor of Ellendale. I just come forward to say that the town approves of having Royal Farms in our neighborhood. We miss the dairy market, and it will be an economic thing for us. Of course, at this time, they're in our growth zone, and they're in the study area now as the amendment to our comp plan. So they're now considered area of study. So it looks to me that it's going to be very, very, a very good thing for us. And I was looking in very carefully at the traffic and everything and realizing that DelDOT had proposed, and they haven't changed it with us, the overpass. And I don't know exactly how that's going to affect the area at all. Because I see they've made you move further away from the intersection. Yeah. So I don't know how that's going to happen. But anyway, we'll be glad. The only thing I want to know is when you're going to start. my phone will stop ringing off the hook.
Thank you, Mayor. It's always nice to see you. All right, anyone else want to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1773? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1776, Mark Schaefer.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a mini storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.05 acres more or less, lying north of Route 9, 500 feet west of Route 5 at Harvest. Bear with me a second here. Again, for the record, I passed down copies of the site plan for this application. In reference to comments that we've received on this application, we have received comments from DelDOT. A traffic impact study was not recommended. The existing level of service E of Route 9 will not change as a result of this application. DelDOT has been working with the developer since 2007 in review of the site. They have reviewed the site plan and has no objections to the entrance location. That does not authorize the commencement of construction of the entrance. The site shall have access from the existing entrance along Route 9, and that the entrance shall be improved and the entrance plan shall be developed in accordance with DelDOT's rules and regulations prior to entrance approval. We have received comments from the Conservation District. The soils on this site are Rosedale Loamy Sand. The developer will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. We also were advised the application was reviewed through the PLUS process on October 31st of 2007. That the building square footage submitted to PLUS was 85,921 square feet. I should say buildings, not building. That the PLUS response from the Office of State Planning Coordination is a part of the record, and that according to the record, the developer has not yet responded to PLUS. I will note that there's the site plan you will see changes the number of units or mini storage buildings from 17 to 6. So a substantial decrease in the size of the square footage of improvements. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. The site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. An individual on-site septic system would be proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required. The proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service. Thereby, a concept plan is not required. We did receive a couple of letters. I'll just summarize and then I'll pass copies down to you. First one was from Thomas and Carolyn Klein. And they reference landscaping, screening and buffering, curb appeal, lighting, parking, signage, residential unit and office, septic, outside storage, and compliance with DelDOT requirements. They also stated that they do not oppose granting 6 storage buildings and that the site plan on file, which was the original application, showed 17 storage buildings, does not meet the intent of the AR zoning district and should not be approved. Also received a letter expressing some concern about the application, which was received from Alva and Janet Wagner, or Jeanette Wagner, I'm sorry, and referencing that they are concerned about the site plan originally filed, which referenced again the 17 storage buildings, that they do not oppose a revised site plan showing 6 buildings. and suggesting that consideration be given to the preservation of the natural habitat, vegetative buffers, landscape screening, outside storage, and the height of the buildings, that they are concerned about property values, future expansion of the site, the need for additional landscaping along their property line, and concerns about the impact of the wetland area and their property due to the stormwater management pond location. And with that said, I first will provide copies of the plus comments from December. And I've attached the two letters together from the Kleins and the Wagners. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Well, Richard, we thank you.
Something tells me that you're Mr. Schaefer.
Yes, sir. Mark Schaefer, 545 Cates Way, Smyrna, Delaware. I am the principal and managing member of Central Storage at Harbison. My partner, Everett Moore, is here in the audience with me. If I could, very quickly, I have an additional letter which I just received this afternoon from another neighbor stating no objection to the application, and also have three conditions that we would like to see imposed on this project, and I'd like to hand those to Mr. Lang.
Thank you, sir. Is that you propose those conditions as additional, or is that someone's request?
Well, I was going to go through that in a presentation, and we were propose those as conditions to be placed on the site plan, and they were brought up in the letters from the neighbors. Very briefly, I would like to point out that there was some confusion about the site plan. I apologize for that and will take responsibility for it. I neglected to educate myself on how Sussex County does their conditional use applications and did not realize that a site plan was filed with the original application, which was done by an engineering firm that I am no longer employed to design this site. And I was not aware of that. And the site plan you have in front of you tonight is actually what we have proposed. And it is substantially different and far less intrusive than the site plan that was on file in Mr. Lank's office. And I apologize for that confusion. I'd also like to point out that the Klein, Wagner, and Compass Point letters all state that they do not object to this application with some conditions, obviously. And I'll go through them very briefly. As Mr. Lank said, this is a private septic and private well. Just for your information, the septic tile field will be, if you're looking at the site plan, will be in the upper left-hand corner behind the four buildings there. The well will be up by the proposed climate-controlled building, which is there at the entrance. And we would also like to ask for an office on the front of that climate-controlled building. Unfortunately, Mr. Miller, the engineer, did not delineate that that was an office, but our intent is to construct a 20 by 55 foot office with an apartment at that location. In the past, we've built these facilities, and I think it's very important to have full-time on-site management that is at the facility 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can keep control of the facility, make sure that it's kept up appropriately, and with no vandalism, and be able to work with the neighbors. This application has a very low impact as it is a mini storage.